农业的生产业念的生老个他要生产这个要分吧。这里头啊下到别人一面对吗对呀、啊。可是下到别人一面没你干嘛的人都能有家人。啊အလုံးနိုင်ငံသားတွေရဲ့အတိုင်းဝိုင်းရောပြည်တွင်းပြည်ပါစရာတော့ဘုရားမြတ်စွာရဲ့ဓမ္မဤကိုမှန်ကန်တဲ့နည်းလမ်းနဲ့ဟောပေါ်ညွှန်ပြပြီးဆုံးဆုံးမှပေးတယ်ဒီလိုဆရာကောင်းဓမ္မကောင်းတွေ့ရှိဖို့ဆိုတာအတ္တမကံကောင်းလို့တွေ့ကြအခုဒီမှာတရားဓမ္မနာပြီးတော့ဆုံးတဲ့အခါတရားစကားပြောဖို့ပရိသတ်ကပမာစကားမတတ်တဲ့ပရိသတ်လည်းရှိပြီပေါ့နော်အဲ့တော့နှစ်ပိုင်းခွဲဟောရမှာဖြစ်တယ်နှစ်ပိုင်းခွဲဟောရမှာနိုင်ငံရမှာနေကြတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေမြတ်မြေမှာနေကြတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေတို့အများကြီးတရားနာဖို့ခွင့်ရည်တွေသိပြီးတော့မရချောင်းဘူး။မြတ်မြေမှာနေတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေအရခွင့်ရည်တွေကောင်းပါလား။ဒါကြောင့်မို့ဒီနေ့တော့ဥစားပေးတော့အားဖြင့်သူတို့နားလည်တဲ့စကားတွေဟောပြီးတော့နောက်ပမာလို့လဲဒီအကြောင်းအရာတစ်ခုကိုပြန်ပြီးဟောပြောပြီးတော့ပြန်ပါကိုယ်ဒီရောက်ရှိနေကြတယ်အင်္ဂညာတာကြီးဟုတ်ခင်ပြိတ္တတိပ္ပာဓမ္မသင်္တန်ပြေဦးလည်းမှာဓမ္မသင်္တန်တက်သွားတယ်စိတ်တက်တယ်ပါအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်မလို့ပထမတိုင်းနိုင်ငံသားရောက်ခင်များတဲ့အင်္ဂလိပ်လိုရှင်းပြပြီးဒုတိယတိုင်းကြဒီเจ้าญาติတမျိုးတည်းကိုပဲမြတ်မလို့လဲပြန်ပြီးတော့ဟောပြပါမယ်။သုတ္တန်တစ်ခုကိုဥတည်ပြီးတော့ဟောမှာဖြစ်တယ်။ meditation center ဆိုတော့ကမ္ဘာထာနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့တရားပုံပြီးတော့သဗ္ဗယဖြစ်တဲ့တရားပြီးတော့လုံညာနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ပုံပြီးတော့အရေးကြီးတယ်ကိစ္စနာခွတ်တော့ဆရာချင်းချောက်ပြီးရှင်းပြဆရာတော်ကြီးရဲ့စာအုပ်ထဲမှာပဲပါပါလိမ့်မယ်ဒီတိဆောဒဖောရင်ယောဂီ First I want to explain the Dhamma in English Today is 24th December 2013 Our Meditation Center We meet here for the sake of Dhamma or our wish to listen to Dhamma becauseDhamma alone can lead liberation from suffering. The Lord Buddha said, Dhamma sucheno sukhamavati. Where practice Dhamma brings happiness. Where practice Dhamma brings happiness. According to Buddha's teachings, the word Dhamma is in wide meaning. Here, Dhamma means sense that โพสังธรรมกุศลกรรมปฏิธรรมอัตตุวิปัสสนาสเปเชียลลี่วิปัสสนา is composed of a four noble path we are following the Buddha's guideline the Buddha taught us when you meet each other you must have Dhamma talk or you must keep noble silenceKeeping noble silence is with meditation practice. But now we should not keep silence. According to the opportunity, we must talk Dhamma. Today, I want to explain Kacchana Kutta Sutta from Sayutta Nikaya.This sutta is based on Paticca Samuppada, depending on origination. In the Buddha's teaching, Paticca Samuppada, depending on origination, is profound Dhamma.Therefore, we must try to understand Paticca Samuppada. And Vipassana practice Paticca Samuppada, especially concerning the knowledge of causalities. As you know, Four Noble Truths, the Buddha mainly explained cause and effect in brief.When the Buddha detailed Paticca Samuppada, when the Buddha details cause and effect of Four Noble Truths, the Buddha explained Paticca Samuppada depending on origination. Then, when he did Paticca Samuppada, the Buddha explained Patthana.Four Noble Truths, Satya, depending on origination, Paticca Samuppada, in Patthana, relation and conditions. These three types of teachings based on cause and effect. In Buddha's teaching, to realize a cause and effect is an important part.Kacchana Kutta Sutta based on cause and effect, especially Paticca Samuppada. The Buddha said Paticca Samuppada is Dukkha Santana. How to see this point, how to see. Without seeing Paticca Samuppada, nobody can cease suffering or dukkha.Without the realizing of Paticca Samuppada, we are wandering in samsara with the great sufferings. All beings are wandering in samsara with the great suffering. In Kacchana Kutta Sutta, Kacchana Kutta is the name of a monk.One day he approached to the Buddha and asked questions. His question is very simple. Sammadhiti, sammadhiti, di bandhi ojati. Kedavada nuko bandhi sammadhiti hoti. In Buddha's teaching, Samadhi is important factors. Not like other religions. In other religions, faith is important. In Buddhism, faith is not as important so samadhi. In Buddha's teaching, they are explained satta, faith. This is satta, is just to approach, to meet the Buddha, just to approach the Buddha to listen to Dhamma. Satta, jato, upasangamati. One who has a satta, he approached the Buddha, he approached the noble person, good person. After that, he must listen to Dhamma, contemplate the meanings of Dhamma. After that, put it into practice. So understanding is more important. This right understanding is a samadhi. So, the Kachana Kutta monks asked Buddha, Vinayavasa, many people talk about samadhi, samadhi. In which measurement it is called samadhi? In Eightfold Noble Path, as a leading factor, the Buddha has said, samadhi. So you want to know about the samadhi in detail. Samadhi is classified into five. But here, the important samadhi I want to explain. Kamasakata samadhi, right understanding as karma one's own. That is acceptance of karma as whatever we did, we are responsible. Whatever we do, we are responsible. That is kamasakata samadhi. Without a kamasakata samadhi, you cannot be Buddhist. At the least, we must have a kamasakata samadhi. In this sutta, the Buddha not explained kamasakata samadhi. The Buddha explained especially vipassana samadhi. Right understanding or right view, the contemplation of mind and matter, seeing things as they really are, vipassana samadhi. Through vipassana samadhi, we can attain mega samadhi. Through mega samadhi, we can attain plus samadhi. So vipassana samadhi, mega samadhi, plus samadhi, these three are important. For what? For liberation from samsara. To cease suffering. To attain nirvana. So Kachana Kutta monks, referring to vipassana samadhi, maybe his intention is because of his monks, he is following the practice vipassana. Vinayavasa, samadhi, samadhi. Right understanding or right view? Right view. Many people say, in which measurement it is called samadhi. The Buddha's explanation is very deep. Thoda answer to this question, Dwaya Nesi Do Ko Kachana Ayan Loko Yivu Yena Achitan Chewa Nachitan Cha Dwaya Nesi Do Ayan Loko means referring to the beings, the world, the soul. This all depends on these two views. Mostly depend on these two views, Dvaya, Nishita. The people have a different views. They hold a different views. What are different views? Achitta, Natitta. Achitta means not a very simple one. Here, Achitta, Natitta means a philosophical term. Referring to Achi means eternality. Eternity or exist forever. Exist forever. Never cease. Continuously existent. Sasta. Sasta vada. Eternalism. One who would eternalism. Most people are, you see, depending on this view. They hold this view. Or eternal. What is eternal? Life is eternal. Actually, beings are composed of five aggregate, meta-aggregate. And feeling aggregate, perception aggregate, mental formation aggregate, consciousness aggregate. We have only five aggregates. One of these five aggregates, the person sees as eternal, existing forever. Most of people also know one day we will die. Most people understand we die. After that, we abandon our bodies. But they think, depending on the body, there is a spirit or soul. Vijnana. This Vijnana wonders about from this life to next life. This is soul wonders from this life to next life. Soul is eternal. According to them, one of five aggregates is they assumed as a soul. He saw me atta. This is my atta, my soul. Eternalism based on that the view of soul. Without the viewing of Atta, there is no eternalism. Atta Vata. He accepted one of the faculties as Atta. This Atta is eternal. Some of the people also believe in this way. There are another people, he do not accept their views. They hold different views. According to them, they say the soul is not eternal. One of aggregate is a soul, but this soul is not eternal. After death, no more, ceased forever. So, Achitta, Natitta is, Achitta means eternity or existed forever. This eternalism, Tathata Vata. Natitta means
not existent forever, ceased forever, never come again, ceased forever. Ucchedava. Annihilation lesson or nihilism. Ucchedava. So, mostly the beings, mostly the world, depending on these two views. Some hold eternalism, the other hold annihilationism, sastavara, ucchedavara. This is the situations of beings, the Buddha explained. Here the Buddha said, Dvaya nesito ho kachana ayam loko jibuyena. Jibuyena means mostly very few people abided from these two views. Because of, according to Buddha's teaching, they understand nothing is permanent. There is a no soul. Neto mi atta. My metta is not my atta. They realize, depending on Buddha's teachings, only very few people understand this way. Most people do not understand. They views on soul. This soul is one of the two, eternal or ceased. The Buddha want to explain in this way. Then the Buddha, regarding to this view, point out the conditions, point out the reason. Loka samudaya ko kachana samma pasato yathabhutam pasato ya loki natita sa na hoti. Once he is rising up, sankhara, loka, sees rising up, sees the cause of rising, sankhara, conditioned things. He never hold annihilationism, never hold ucchedavara. Because of, he sees the cause of arising, or he sees arising of five aggregate, arising of metta, arising of feeling is. Seeing arising, or seeing appearance, we do not accept ceasing forever, the ucchedavara. Because where there is a cause, there is effort. When there is a cause, it will arise. Ceasing forever is not correct. When there is a cause, there arises. Loka samudaya. Seeing rise as they really are. He abandoned his view of Chela. So loka samudaya here means loka samudaya. According to commentary, samudaya means appearance or rising. Sometimes some suttas explain samudaya means the cause of rising, together with the cause. Two translations we must accept. Loka samudaya means just arising sometimes. Here, not only just arising, the cause of arising. There is a referring to อนุโลมปฏิจจสมุปบาท อวิชชาปัจจยาสังขาราสังขารปัจจยาวิญญาณ When they exist, avijja, they exist, sankhara, they arise as sankhara. When they exist, sankhara, they arise vijnana, like that. So as long as far as there is cause, there will be effect. Therefore, ceased forever, such a view ceased forever, it cannot be accepted. Satyago. Then the Buddha continued to explain, Loka Nirodha Yathabhutam Pasato. Loka Nirodha, cessations of Loka. Cessations of sankhara. In other way, the cause of cessations of sankhara. Referring to Vrijasmobhara, Patiloma. Avijja, Nirodha, Sankhara, Nirodha. Cessations of avijja, ignorance, sankhara, ceased. Volitional activity ceases. When there is a cause, when cause ceases, effect ceases. If you see like that, for those, they never accept eternalism because of he finds the season. Therefore, eternalism is never accepted. So what I want to explain, if you cease loka samudaya, you can abandon ucchirava. If you cease loka nirodha, you can abandon sastavara. This is samadhi, you see. As far as it is called samadhi. According to these, the Buddha wished to explain knowledge of causality, paccaya prekaha. Knowledge of causality, this knowledge of causality is based on analytical knowledge of mind and matter. Analytical knowledge of mind and matter, through analytical knowledge of mind and matter, we can remove Sakkaya Ditthi. Nama Rupa Vavutanena Sakkaya Ditthiya Bahana. Analysis or through analysis of knowledge, we can eradicate, we can remove Sakkaya Ditthi. Sakkaya Ditthi means wrong view on fabricate. What is a wrong view fabricate? Ita mama, ahankara mamankara. Ahankara here means wrong view, ahankara, dhiti. Mamankara means dana. I am my properties. Ahankara, he make fabricate as I am. This is like atta, ataniya. These two words are the same. Aham, sometimes you use aham, sometimes you use atta. That is different from Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Anatta Lakkhana Sutta means Iso Hamasmi. There is Aha. Aha is not the main word. Asmi is the main word. Just Aha means not mana. Ahankara, iya, ahankara, mamankara, manalusya. In the Buddha's teachings, ahankara means round you mix aggregate as the I. Because of round you, he think aggregate as the I. It's only atta. Similar to it's only atta. Mamankara means the view of Dhamma. Itam mama, that's a person. So, ahankara, mamankara. These two's are important to know because of we approach aggregate through these views. Dhamma approach aggregate as if this is mine. Deity approach aggregate as I. So it is a, I am my property. This is I, this is my. So according to, through analytical knowledge of some mind and matter, Namarupa Pratchi. Through Namarupa Pratchi, Jnana, knowledge of knowledge. The Sakkaya Deity wrong views can be removed. One sees with this knowledge, one sees beings, one sees Namarupa not as a being, sees not as a being. Removed such a perception as a being. When one possesses Namarupa Prachidanyana, his views are pure. He can purify his wrong views, therefore deity whistled. Namarupa Prachira Jnana and Deity Visuddhis. These are the base knowledge of Vipassana. Whoever follows the Vipassana practice, firstly he must establish this Namarupa Prachira Jnana or Deity Visuddhis. After that, must contemplate the cause of Namarupa, knowledge of causality. This is Paccaya Parigrahana. Seeing the cause of Namarupa, he can overcome his doubt. Therefore, Paccaya Parigrahana is called Kankha Vitarana Visuddhis. These two knowledges are foundations of Vipassana. The Buddha explained to Gacchana the foundations of Vipassana. Namarupa Prachira and Paccaya Parigrahana. Another way, Deity Visuddhi and Kankha Vitarana Visuddhi. Without these two knowledges, we cannot become true Buddhists. If we have these two knowledge, we become true Buddhists. According to Vinayaka Buddhaghosa, he says, Jula Sotapanna. If one possesses these two knowledges, he can be called Jula Sotapanna. Jula Sotapanna means not really Sotapanna. Like Sotapanna, I want to say. Because of the really Sotapannas totally eradicated this wrong view and doubt. The Dhanka Pahami, through Namarupa Prachira Jnana, wrong views eradicate temporarily. Through the knowledge of causality, doubt is temporarily removed. Therefore, these are temporarily removed, the Dhanga. Tathanga means tena, tena, angena, pahana. This cause removed this effort. This cause, it is the meaning. Through Namarupa Parichera, Sakaya Deity is removed. Through Paccaya Prega Jnana, Vichikicca is removed. So, Dechi Vichikicca, round you in doubt, these two are removed accordingly. Not removed by Mecca. So, Dukkaccha na Kutta, the Buddha explained these base knowledge. If we have these two knowledges, we can try to a higher knowledge part of that. To have a really vipassana. What is a really vipassana? Vivitena akarena anicchatina. Vivitena anicchati akarena. Pasatiti vipassana. Vipassana means seeing in different ways. What is a different way? Most people see as a permanent, as a happiness, as a one's own, as a can do everything. In different ways he sees as a impermanent, as a suffering, as a no-soul, anicca dukkha anatta. Seeing anicca dukkha anatta is vipassana. There are two different characteristic. First characteristic is individual characteristic, the bhava lakana. Second is samanya lakana, universal characteristic. First we must understand, trying to understand individual characteristic. The individual characteristic, sabhava lakana. We must know the nature of nature. The natures of pasa, the natures of patavi. We must realize to find out the Dhamma as an object. Then we must increase our knowledge to realize the samanya lakana. Samanya lakana is, you see, universal characteristic and anicca. So mainly wish to talk. The Buddha explained vipassana samadhi to kacayana kota monks. So this is sutta, very important. Whoever followed vipassana practice, as basically important. This is so that it's not finished yet. You should be continued to read this sutta. Then the Buddha explained another points. Another points is that to remove tanha and tech, upaya, upadana, grasping. Grasping, there are, as you know, grasping is two. Tanha grasp the object. Techi grasp the object, to grasping. We are bound with the two graspings. Therefore, mostly the people are bound with the two grasping. We must try to remove these two. According to the knowledge of Padejasmopa, we must study, we must follow in the practice, so we clarify our knowledge, we increase our knowledge dealing with the cause and effect. If we cease in this way, there is to be called samadhi physically. Through vipassana, if we attain a Mecca, What is the Mecca? As you know, unity of 84 factors. The unity of 84 factors performed as a Mecca. Not only one, 8 factors are composed of Mecca. The Mecca, if you wish to find out the Nirvana, you must establish these Meccas. Samadhi like that, such a Samadhi. You must have established within you this Samadhi. To have Samadhi, Samasangapa, right thought is important. After thought, people are said talk, therefore, right Samavacha, right speech. After talking, people are said to perform, therefore, Samakamanda is important, right action. This talking, walking, these are for livelihood. Right livelihood is important, Samavacha, Samakamanda, Samajiva. As a beast, we must follow. After that, the right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. When we practice Vipassana, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, right thoughts are important. Then we can attain Samadhi, right understanding. When these eight factors working together harmoniously, that is called Mecca. This Mecca, Nibbana Kawe Sati, Mekati Kawe Sati Mecca. This Mecca will search for Nibbana for you. You cannot search without these eight four factors. Only these eight factors will search for you. Therefore, it is called Mecca. How to search these factors? How to search Nirvana? Kilesa marendo Nirvana gacchati iti meko. Destroying Kilesa, entering Nirvana. In this way, a Eightfold Noble Path, at the same moment, performing two works, destroying Kilesa, attain of Nirvana, entering Nirvana. So, according to Kachana Sutta, we must establish strongly in Samadhi. Therefore, let me conclude my Dhamma talk. You may attain Nirvana through Samadhi. May you attain Nirvana through Samadhi. May you be happy. Jinli Bien Bio Bia Kisana Kutta Sure Yahanga Yasavya Mego Mire Samadhi Samadhi Lupyo Jare Peha Samadhi Bale Peha Dainda Nema Samadhi Konai Madale Yasavya Miro Yasavya Pshire E Loka Jiha Amin Namyoko Ma Yati Nita Amin Namyoko Paro Sure Yere sure mye mamyevu, yere sure tawara, tawara ti mye sure tatata amye mone, tawara pyokwe dware sure osira amye, jinakugoma yati nire. Eri maare, a chandi arigu, a chandi achong, chipolare, junanigu, a dinyanchi, didi chaja shuchi mesuin, tawara pyokwe re sure mhonamu. Tavara pyokwe re sure a yusa lam kanai mu. Mapshin la wu. Paulo rose. No, a jondi asin, pship shit ni ra ri u, mi ni dra jang. Tavara pyokwe ram ho fu. Tavara pyokwe dware sure malara uli. Era luriye, di nizim wama shini re yudi anandi aria. Tavara pyokwe dware rim ho fu. Jan jan biyo, a jondi yi aditi ha pship biyo, la re sura u, diya no afi. Tavara pyokwe dware sure, Tavara pyase dware sure, ayusaha, mamma musura, tira yare. Taka လောကမှာဘာလို့ရင်ဘာချုပ်တယ်ဘယ်ဟာချုပ်ရင်ဘယ်ဟာချုပ်ငြိမ့်သွားတယ်ဆိုတာရှိတယ်ဟုတ်အကြောင်းချုပ်ရင်အကျိုးချုပ်တယ်ဆိုတာကိုသိလိုက်တာနဲ့တကြိုင်နဲ့သာဝရတည်ငြဲတယ်ဆိုတာလည်းမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးဟုတ်တယ်အကြောင်းမရှိလို့ရှိရင်အကျိုးဟာချုပ်ငြိမ့်သွားတာဆိုတာသာဝရတည်ငြဲတာမဟုတ်ဘူးအခုထွန်းထားတဲ့မိအောင်လေးအလင်းအောင်လေးပဲကြည့် ဒီအလင်းအောင်လေးဟာလျှက်စမီငြိမ့်သွားတာနဲ့ဒီအလင်းအောင်ကလည်းပြတ်သွားမှာပဲအဲ့တော့သာဝရတည်ရှိနေတာဆိုတာမဟုတ်ဘူးအကြောင်းပေါ်မှာတည်ရှိပြီးတော့နေတာဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါကိုမြတ်စွာဘုရားကပဋိစ္စသုတ်ပတ်နဲ့ရှင်းပြပြီးတော့ဒီသမာဓိရှိဆိုတဲ့အသိဉာဏ်တစ်ခုဟာသာဝရတည်နေတယ်ဆိုတဲ့တတ္တဝါရကိုလည်းဖယ်ရှားနိုင်တာဖြစ်ရတယ်သာဝရ ကျက်ဆဲသွားတယ်ဆိုတဲ့ဥစ္စေတော်ဝါရကိုလည်းပဲဖယ်ရှင်းပြနိုင်တာဖြစ်ရမယ်လောကမှာလူတွေကိုဗာနဲ့ချီနှောင်ထားတယ်တတ္တဝါတွေကိုဗာနဲ့ချီနှောင်ထားတော့ဆိုတဏအတွေးတွေဆွဲလန်းနေတဲ့ချီနှောင်ပြီးတော့ထားတယ်ဗာတွေးလဲဆိုရင်ကုသနမရှိတဲ့ယုတ်တိနန်တွေကိုလူတွေကမှားရင်းနဲ့အမြင်နဲ့ကြည့်တယ်ငါလို့ဆိုတဲ့အမြင်နဲ့ကြည့်အဟံကာရ ယောနခန္ဓာတွေကိုပဲငါဟာဆိုတဲ့မမှန်ကာလအတွေးတွေနဲ့ချင့်ကပ်တယ်လူတိုင်းလူတိုင်းဟာကိုယ်မှရှိတဲ့ယုံနဲ့နေငါလို့လဲတွေးတယ်ငါဟာလို့လဲတွေးတယ်ငါဆိုတဲ့အတွေးဒီဒိဋ္ဌိရဲ့အတွေးငါဟာဆိုတဲ့အတွေးဒီမာနရဲ့အတွေးအဲစတော်တဏ္ဏရဲ့အတွေးဒီလိုဆိုဒိဋ္ဌိအတွေးနဲ့တဏ္ဏအတွေးအဲ့ဒီနှစ်ခုဟာဥပါဒံဖြစ်နေအဲ့ဒီဥပါဒံအစွဲနှစ်ခုကိုလည်းပဲ ဖြုတ်ရမယ်လို့ဆိုလို့ရတယ်ပရိစ္ဆေသဘောပတ်ကိုနှလုံးသွင်းပြီးတော့ဖြစ်ကြောင်းတရားတွေကိုသိမယ်ချုပ်ကြောင်းတရားတွေကိုသိမယ်ဆိုရင်ဒီအစွဲတွေဟာအကုန်လုံးပြတ်သွားနိုင်တယ်ပရိစ္ဆေသဘောပတ်ဟာဣမတမေတတိဣရန်ဟောတိဒါရှိလို့ဒါရှိနေရတယ်ဒီအကြောင်းရှိလို့ဒီအကျိုးတွေရှိနေရတယ်ဣမတမေအတ္တတိဣရန်ဟောတိဒီအကျိုးမရှိဘူးဆိုရင်ဒီအကြောင်းမရှိဘူးဆိုရင်ဒီအကျိုးလည်းမရှိဘူးဆိ ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့ဒါလုံလောက်တဲ့ဓမ္မဒိဋ္ဌိဖြစ်တယ်လို့ရက်စွာပြန်ကဒီနမရူပပရိစေရဉ္ဇဉ်နမရူပပရိစေရဉ္ဇဉ်ဖြင့်စင်ကြယ်သွားတဲ့တက္ကရာဒိဋ္ဌိအမြင်တစ်ခုစင်ကြယ်သွားတယ်တက္ကရာဒိဋ္ဌိကိုဖယ်ရှားလိုက်လို့ဉာဏ်စင်ကြယ်သွားတယ်ဒိဋ္ဌိဝိတ္တုဒိပစ္စပရိကဉာဏ်ဖြင့် တဏှာရီကင်းစင်သွားတယ်တဏှာရီကင်းစင်သွားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ကင်္ခာဝိတ္တနာဝိတ္တုဒိလို့ဆိုရတယ်ဒီဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်ရဲ့အခြေခံဒီဉာဏ်နှစ်ခုဟာဝိပဿနာရဲ့ foundation ပဲဝိပဿနာဆိုတဲ့အစအဦးကြီးကိုစောင့်ချက်မိစေရင်ဒီ ရှင်ဘုရားကသာအလိုကြတော့သောတာပန်ဆုလာသောတာပန်ဖြစ်တယ်လို့ဒီလိုဆိုတော့ဘုန်းကြီးတို့တွေအနည်းဆုံးဒီဉာဏ်တစ်ခုအခိုင်အမာကိုယ်တိုင်မှာရအောင်ကြိုးစားကြရမယ်လို့ကိုယ်စီကိုယ်စီသဘောပေါက်ပြီးတော့အားဆရာတို့ကြီးညွှန်ကြားတဲ့နိလန်၄တရားအတိုင်းကျင့်ကြံကြိုးကိုအားထုတ်တော်မူနိုင်ကြပါစေကုန်တည်း။အာမင်။အာမင်။